Classic American films and a pair of politicians were in the news this week, and a sports team disappointed long-suffering fans by falling short of the Baseball World Series. Those stories are the top trending stories in the U.S. for the week ending October 23, 2015. The seventh film in the famous Star Wars serial finally comes out in December. It's the first movie in the series in 10 years. The extended trailer, or film preview, came out on Monday night during halftime of a National Football League game. The video ran just over 2 minutes and featured appearances by characters old and new. Over 40 million people played the video on YouTube so far. Wired.com says 17,000 tweets per minute referenced Star Wars at the peak of the excitement. The movie's young stars were thrilled to see their scenes for the first time. John Boyega is a young British actor who plays the character Finn. Daisy Ridley, also from England, plays Rey. She posted a video of herself watching the clip for the first time. Ridley can be heard saying, "Oh my God, it's amazing." One movie theater chain, AMC, said 1,000 showings of the film sold out in the first 12 hours. But fans must contain their excitement until December 18th to use those tickets. Another sentimental movie since it came out in 1989 sparked a bit of nostalgia this week. Back to the Future Part 2 was the sequel to a film that introduced the characters Marty McFly and Doc Brown. The films deal with time travel and feature the main characters using a futuristic DeLorean as the mode of transport. In the first film, the characters travel back to 1955 from 1985. The second film sends the characters to the year 2015, October 21st, 2015 to be exact. Wednesday was that date, and movie fans took to social media to express their interest. The hashtag #IfIHadAHoverboard was one of the most popular on Wednesday. Fans used Twitter to tell the world what they would do with the fictional skateboard. Even President Barack Obama weighed in. The movie is famous for making predictions about all sorts of things. The hoverboard was just one. Another prediction dealt with the sports world. The Chicago Cubs last won the World Series in 1908. Back to the Future Part 2 teases baseball fans with a fictional newsflash that the Cubs won the World Series in 2015. In real life, the Cubs came close. They lost to the Mets in the National League Championship Series. We are slightly more than a year away from electing the next U.S. president, but the campaign is already in full swing. President Obama's term will end in 2017. In some years, the sitting vice president would be seen as a presidential candidate. It has happened several times before. George Bush became president after serving as Ronald Reagan's vice president for 8 years. But current Vice President Joe Biden announced he would not be a candidate. He said there was not enough time to start a successful campaign for the Democratic nomination. He vowed to remain active in politics. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been campaigning for the presidency since April. On Thursday, she testified before Congress about the attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11, 2012. 4 Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, died that day. Correct the Record website cited that Committee Chair Trey Gowdy mentioned the word email 78 times and the word Benghazi 18 times. The hearing lasted 11 hours. The New York Times produced a video claiming to condense all the important moments from the 11-hour hearing into just 3 minutes. That is what caught people's attention in the U.S. this week. I'm Anna Mateo.